930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Cross a few creeks and a couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost.
Good morning, WFMD listeners. I'm Jay Day.
I'm Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate, and we are already in 2023.
Woo.
Man, I tell you, it's time flies by.
Yeah, Happy New Year's, everybody.
So, you know, a lot has happened over last year. The real estate market has changed a little bit. You've got all types of national headlines about what's going on with the real estate market. Seems like we get a lot of questions. There's a lot of misinformation that's out there. And one of the bigger things, I know you love stats, but one of the bigger things that we run into is, you know, people look at these national stats and go off of all of that information when realistically, what matters is where you're selling your home. What's happening here is different from what's happening in other places. And, you know, for those that may be tuning in for the first time, you know, we do real estate in multiple states. We're in Maryland, we're in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Virginia. And even in the states, you know, and when you get down to the county level, it's very different. So I know Christina loves talking stats. So let's get into some of the stats. And this is real information. It was pulled this week. So, you know, give our listeners here an update.
So it's interesting, you know, because we get asked all the time, what is going to happen? And if I had a crystal ball, we'd be really well off, right?
Yes.
As would all of you, because we could give you that forecast of what's going to happen. But there's no crystal ball for real estate. And I was talking with somebody just yesterday, and I was saying there's so many things that influence what is happening in our real estate market right now. And you have to remember, just like Jay said, it's very localized, right? So the things that you see on the headlines, that's national. And we're not national here. We're local. And the reason the national numbers don't apply to us is because things like California and some of these other major, major metropolitan cities that saw ridiculous growth over the last couple of years. I mean, we saw a lot of growth, but they saw ridiculous amounts of growth. They're in a much more serious retraction phase because their numbers were so much bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a stat the other day. I think it was I was listening to a blog post or something, and they were talking about the national average now for days on market was over 3 months. And I'm like, huh?
Right.
We are definitely not in that stage at all.
No. And even when we compare notes with our friends who run teams and brokerages around the country, I would say our area is really in a much more stable place as a constant. And so, you know, there's a lot of good things there for both buyers and sellers. If we look at the Frederick County area specifically, we'll start with Frederick County because that's where we're based out of. And also, I think Frederick County has a pretty dominant spillover effect into the neighboring counties. You know, we're a major destination place for people to look for housing. We're a great commuter location. So there's a lot of things that kind of spill over into those outer lying areas. But the coming soon activity, we currently have 20 this week that we're in coming soon. The prior month we had 21, so that's pretty much a constant.
Right.
We haven't changed much month over month. Now remember, this time of year is a much quieter time of year, right? So you don't have a lot of people putting their houses on the market in December when Christmas is coming. Likewise, you have a slow uptick that will start happening in January that will feed us into February and March. So on a normal market cycle, we would see the lowest amount of inventory between December and January because people take their houses off the market.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's really interesting, too, when you hear the national news. They talk about, oh, this is slow, that's slow, but they don't talk about seasonality, which is you know, one of the biggest things that has happened and has been consistent. We've been in this business for many, many years. And, you know, it always slows down a little bit. That's, you know, think about it. I mean, it was funny because I was doing my podcast the other day and we were talking about there's just so much that goes on around the holidays that the last thing you're thinking of is, oh, I want to add extra stress. I've got the Thanksgiving stuff happening. I've got the family coming over. I've got Christmas happening. And, oh, yeah, let me just sort of buy a house in between the middle of that. Like, that's – the people that are moving then have to move.
Yes. And we did see sales in, you know, through our office in December, which was really exciting to see.
Yeah, it was funny because during the – I said, you know, we still had – homes that went on the market. We still had homes that went under contract. We still had closings. It just was at a little bit of a slower pace, but it was still a, I thought it was a very good pace and healthy pace considering the seasonality and what we're, you know, what the expectation was.
Exactly. And so, you know, one of the things to kind of think about is that coming soon number, I expect, will start to climb as we do this show on a monthly basis. You'll hear that number continue to go up. I also think with the market being what it is, a lot of sellers now are starting to think, okay, I see that we're at the top of the roller coaster and I see that we're coming down the hill and maybe it's time for me to go ahead and put my house on the market. I might have missed a peak of a peak, but I'm not going to find myself down at the bottom. I need to start making some life decisions.
Well, yeah, and it's because, you know, a couple months ago, if you were selling your house, you didn't really even have to do anything to get your house ready. And when I say that, I mean, we still did staging, but a lot of people were able to get away with not updating the flooring, not updating the kitchen, not having things repainted,
right,
because the demand was there, and you know, and the demand is still there, but it's a little lower because the affordability has changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, those that are selling now are just having to do a little bit more than you might have had to do last year.
Yeah, you got to look good when you're hoping to get asked out to the prom, right?
Yeah,
put a little lipstick on,
and we'll talk a little bit about. Yeah, because these numbers will give some answers, but we'll talk about strategies and things like that because, you know, there are still homes that are selling for over asking. There are homes that are selling for less. There's, you know, you'll get into details about how many people are getting closing help. You know, all of these different pieces have fallen into the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. And so speaking of the actives, right, so we have active homes currently 194. And then last month it was 216. The active price has ticked down just a smidge. It's by about $8,000. So not a huge difference in the price of those active homes, but a little bit less.
And there we go. Exactly. If we're talking, if you listen nationally and they say there's over 3 months supply, our supply is down even more.
Yeah.
So again, not relevant. You're listening to this national news and it's just not giving you real information.
Exactly. Now, the median days for those actives is 42 days. So that is just a hair over a month, you know, rolling into a month and a half. And of the actives, 79 of those actives have had a price reduction. So when we look at price reductions and we talk about price reductions, you know, the interesting thing about a reduction, and I have this conversation with folks all the time, sometimes you push the envelope a little too far on your price. And it happens, right? You have a number that you want. We have a number that we would like to see you get. But you never really know who your competition's going to be and how the market's going to respond to your house. So when an agent comes in and is giving you a price, they should be giving you a good ballpark of what to expect. And that ballpark might be a 5 to 10% variation up or down.
Right. So also when we're looking at this, you know, one of the important things, and again, I keep talking about the podcast because I just recorded it, but we talked about, you know, strategies. Part of our job, and it was funny because in the podcast, Tom said to me, well, when you tell them what to do, and I'm like, well, we don't really tell them what to do. We say, here are the different strategies. Here's what you could expect, worst case, best case from each. Which strategy would you like to adapt? And which one do you want to adopt? And which one do you want done? And then if that strategy doesn't work, like, for example, someone wants to push the envelope and get a higher number, and we're out there and, you know, nothing's happening, it's not hard for us to go and to talk to them and say, hey, we warned you with this strategy, this could happen, and we're at the worst case right now.
Right.
So let's make this, you know, and that sort of ties into the adjustments and how many homes have been reduced.
Yep.
Because, you know, I think the biggest thing is, and, you know, we get a lot of people that call us who were unsuccessful with selling their homes. And the biggest thing that I hear is that there was a lack of communication or not explaining, like, by doing this, it could this could happen,
mm-hmm.
or that there was another option,
right.
Whether it's pricing it just below market value to try and drive things up. It's just an important thing that you have these deep discussions with your agent. And if they don't have different strategies or ideas, that may not be the person you want to hire.
Yeah, you definitely need a plan A and a plan B, right? And I met with somebody last night and we had a conversation about this. They had a job relocation. They had just bought their house not that long ago. They had put money into the house thinking they were going to be there for a while. And the market has softened right? So the reality of getting back what they have in it is unlikely. So we talked about, okay, plan A, you would like to try to get X amount of dollars. I don't think X amount of dollars is realistic. I don't think that we're going to find a buyer who's going to be willing to do it. I don't think we're going to have an appraiser who's going to bless it and send it to the closing table. So if we don't succeed with plan A, we give plan A how long?
Right.
And then we go to plan B. And plan B is this price point, and we hope that we can get something there. And if we can't get something there, then what is the next step, right? Because if you have to move, then the market response is going to be key, and we have to have a plan. We can't just sit there with our hands up in the air. And I can't say this enough, right? We talk to lots and lots of people who are selling, and you do not pick your agent based on the number that they tell you they think that they can sell the house for. That's not what you pick an agent for.
Or the agent that says, I'll list it for whatever number you want.
Right. That is,
because that happens quite a bit too, because we'll ask them, how did you come up with a number? And they'll, or, you know, what made you list this? And they're like, well, the agent told me that I could, whatever number I gave them was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did they show you any data to say, you know, to say this is doable?
Right.
Or say you do get that offer and it doesn't appraise, but that conversation has never happened.
Right.
And right now we're in a market where you're not seeing the appraisal guarantees or appraisal gaps or, you know, things.
No, you are not.
Things have changed. I will say
I had multiple offers on one of our listings that we took about a month ago.
Okay.
It was during December, and we had multiple offers, and one of them did offer. It was modest. It was like $2,500.
Okay.
But they offered a modest appraisal gap, and I thought, I haven't seen one of these in a few months.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. And, you know, so the issue isn't even worrying as much about appraisal unless, you know, somebody is really pricing their house or the buyer is offering way over asking. And then that's also a conversation, right? Like, is it actually going to make it to the closing table? So back to the actives and the reductions, you know, that's a 64% of the a sizable portion of the actives that have had a reduction in their price. And so we know if you're having to reduce, the benefit of getting it reduced in a timely fashion is you will attract an audience of people that you might not have been attracting before.
Right. And that's all within a price range that, you know, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so if we compare the active median days of 42 and the actives that had reductions, those that had reductions have been on the market longer. They've been on the market an average of 70 days. So it has to do entirely, you know, if you want to push the envelope or, you know, try to get that higher number, totally fine with that. But just keep in mind, that's going to keep you on the market a little longer. And if you're okay with that, that's great, but you have to have a plan.
Right.
So contracts, we actually saw a real dip in the contract activity. Again, totally expected with the seasonal
Yep.
approach of holidays and, you know, everybody being busy with their life. So this current period, we had 173 contracts that are currently pending. And a month ago, we had 265. So that's a big difference. That's almost a third difference in the quantity of contracts out there.
Yeah. And I mean, we also see a little bit of a mad rush. That high, that 265, there are a lot of people that try to rush to get something done before the holidays, mm-hmm. before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that number does always tend to spike up quite a bit. And we've seen that over, like I said, over many, many years. That's just sort of common practice.
Yeah. And the median prices on those contracts went from 415 the previous month down to 395. So a little bit bigger drop there with regard to how much people were getting under contract.
It all ties into the interest rate changes.
Absolutely.
I mean, because it's all about payment.
Yep. I just had that conversation last night too.
Yeah, all about payment. Now, the off market, the homes that were removed from the market was pretty high. But again, that's not unusual because a lot of people during this time of year, like, I'm done. I don't want to have my house on the market. I've got Christmas coming up. I've got this happening. I've got family coming into town. I'm just not dealing with it. And that number was 149 people said, you know, I'm done. I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
I may be back. I may not be back.
Yeah, that's a lot when you compare that to 194 actives. Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people who gave up. And so the sad thing for me as an agent, and the sad thing for me as a real estate professional in the community, is when you see people give up, you know they had a dream, right? There was a goal, there was a plan, there was a destination, and they gave up because of whatever reasons. Maybe it was not enough traffic, maybe it was bad feedback, maybe it was just an overall negative experience. But you know, when you've had a situation where you've had your house on the market and you've given up, that didn't necessarily mean that your plan changed, right? Like, you still have the dream of being wherever it is that you need to be, or you still have the obligation to be wherever it is that you need to be, or you still have the goal of selling that house and taking that equity and moving it somewhere else. You know, and so if that's the case, you know, I would say definitely reach out and let's talk about what that really looks like.
Yeah. And you mentioned reach out, and we normally don't do many plugs in here, but you can just easily go to our website, dayhometeam.com, or call 866-702-9038 and schedule a free consultation. On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello, this is Jay Day with Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams. You've heard the DJs on the station talk about me and recommend me and my team for over 10 years now. I'm sure you've also heard a lot in the news and are very concerned about the economy, interest rates, and what's happening in the housing market. And rightly so, with so many mixed messages, it can create anxiety over what is the right move right now. This is not the time for gimmicks. Now more than ever, you need a realtor who you can really talk to. An agent who will give you options based on your situations. An agent who intimately knows the area and the changing market. A small and dedicated team with over 50 years combined experience and over 6,000 transactions under their belt. An agent who has been through numerous market conditions, recessions, and thrive while helping clients buy and sell in the most uncertain of times. Our mission is to service our community. Our agents have real conversations where we combine your wants and your needs with our expertise to create a real solution. We care about you and your move. You can reach us at 866-702-9038 or connect with us online at dayhometeam.com and experience the difference a day makes.
And we're back, WFMD listeners. So, you know, we talked about those that were not successful. I think an important thing is when we're getting into, again, the stats and people thinking our home selling for under what's going on, I think it's really important to talk about some stats we have on here of in Frederick County, how many homes sold, how many sold for over asking, how many sold for under, and how many sold at list.
Right.
So I won't steal your thunder. I'll let you run with those numbers.
So we had 224 sales, and the median price on those was $401,000, right? So that's right in line with what we have for contract pricing for the most part. And the percentage of those that actually had sold above, 86 out of the 224 sold above. Now, interestingly enough, though, the things that sold above were priced a little bit less. The median on those was $387,000. And the median days on market for those was only 8. So if you're priced a little lower, right, and you're going to get it done quicker, and you have a chance of getting more money for the house than if you were hanging out. Now, this also means that some of the lower priced homes are also the things that are getting absorbed more quickly, the things that are a little bit more universally affordable. Now, those that sold with a decrease, almost the same, 73 out of the 224, and they were on the market for an average of 30 days, and the median price was $420. So those that had a decrease, it appears, you know, are the ones that have a slightly higher price, and they had to come down a little bit, and they had to spend a little bit more time on the market. Now, those that sold at list, this is a, we were right on the money with the pricing, and the market responded accordingly. So those were 65 out of the 224. So like I said, not it's almost a third.
Almost. That's just the 29%.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking 29%, 33%, and 38%.
Yeah. So very similar proportions if you were cutting up a pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the median price on that was $375,000. So again, a little bit lower price point.
And those
there.
Days on market were 12.
Only 12, right. So
what is the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't overprice your house.
Yeah, right? You don't need to.
And also, if you have something that is in that more what we call like a universally appealing price point, the price point for a person who's a first-time buyer, especially in Frederick County, if we look at what our median prices are here, if you're just below the median price, you're going to get a lot better activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so one of the things that we want to think about is also the shift in expectation for sellers of seller help, right? We haven't heard that term a lot in the last 3 years.
No, we haven't. And shockingly enough, I'm pretty sure, hold on, I'm going to flip through my stats here. No, it's not. There's one other county that's higher than Frederick County that sellers gave closing help.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's the highest in the three counties in Maryland that we primarily focus in.
Right.
Do you want to drop the number? Or?
Yeah. So 48% of the transactions had closing help. And what closing help is if you're unfamiliar, it's where when the buyer writes their offer, they're saying, we'd love to buy your house at this number with these terms, but we need you to help pay some of our closing costs to help us get to the closing table. Now, over the last couple years, in the frenzy of the market, we didn't see that at all. In fact, we saw quite the opposite. We saw buyers offering to pay sellers' closing costs.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, I need a little help. Now, this is also very much tied to the situation with the interest rates and, you know, the financing aspect of this, because buyers are having to absorb a much higher interest rate, which affects their monthly affordability, or they're having to pay more in closing costs in order to get that interest rate down a little bit to make it more affordable over the long term.
Yeah. And I mean, we're focused a lot on the seller side on here. So again, I've been plugging all types of stuff on this one. And I just want to point out, next Friday, if you go to WFRE's site, the sister station here, you can actually go, and our podcast is all about if you were thinking about buying, you're a renter right now, you're, you know, you've got to decide, am I going to continue to lease or am I going to buy? Why would I buy with the interest rates the way they are? Some of these stats are going to be fed over into that to explain on the buying side why it might be a really nice spot to be in
right.
certain areas,
right?
Based on these stats.
Right.
So sorry to steal
That's
your thunder
okay.
on that
no,
one.
No, and so sellers, you know, the numbers are kind of baked in, right? And so 3 years ago, the conversation we would have with you is, this is the price point, expect a 3% variation on that price point with what to expect with an offer. It could be that they want to negotiate the price down a little bit, or it could be that they're going to want or need closing help in order to make this happen. And so we're kind of returning to that. And that was a normal market. That was a normal, healthy market 3 years ago. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those numbers, if you're going in with the expectation that it's going to be a piece of the financials at the end of it, then you have a good, reasonable expectation of what is your cash going to be at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. And realistically, Maryland is one of the most expensive areas. Well, it's definitely out of the states that we handle as far as closing costs for a buyer.
Yeah.
So, you know, that does come into play. And again, like you mentioned a year ago, it was a little different, you know.
Right.
The closing help, you weren't even getting there. If anything, you were having to put more money down, do different types of financing, all types of stuff.
Right. And so, you know, in looking at these numbers and as we compare them to the numbers of the neighboring counties, everybody's kind of in a similar ballpark, right? Washington County has a little bit less activity, and of course their price point is a good bit less than Frederick County historically. So if you're a seller in Washington County, your expectations might be a little bit different, but you also have less competition that's, you know, active sales and things of that nature. If you're a buyer, Washington County can be a great place to look. Also, looking in West Virginia, you know, we do have a lot of people who cross the line into West Virginia looking for a better deal or better opportunities. However, the interesting thing is in West Virginia, their numbers aren't that far off from our numbers. Like for Jefferson County, for example, their numbers are relatively close to what our numbers are in many cases.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, those that had to give closing help was a little bit lower. It was 34%. The closing costs in West Virginia, though, are much lower than they are in Maryland.
Yes, they are.
So that's an interesting fact with what's going on there. And honestly, the inventory has really not changed much. It's a slight change in Jefferson County that it's down a little bit. And same with the contracts. That was probably one of the most stable counties out mm-hmm. of all of them.
Yeah.
There wasn't a massive drop at all.
So, I mean, I think the, you know, kind of the moral of the story for as we launch into the new year is if you're thinking that this is the year you might want to sell, then you probably want to get thinking about it sooner than later. Because I think a lot of people are thinking about getting their house on the market this year. And I think a lot of people are thinking about capitalizing on that equity. So, you know, my recommendation to folks is always try to get on in the earlier part of the year, because as the months tick by, the inventory generally will tick up.
Yeah, the seasonality of that.
Yes.
I mean, right now we are at a low, low inventory. If you're thinking about doing it, we've said this for years, not even getting into the details of this year, but we've always said, let's go on the market in February, March at the latest. You don't want to go on in April because you're going on with everybody else, and your house is going to have to look even better then because you're going to have a lot more competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really makes it a challenge. And, you know, the joke is we sell homes in the wintertime. We sell them on the holidays. We sell them all the time.
You're almost like a Dr. Seuss story there.
Yeah.
I'll sell your house here. I'll sell your house there. I'll sell your house anywhere.
Exactly. In a tree, on a boat, with a goat, all that good stuff. But, you know, don't think that homes don't sell in the winter. Christina mentioned it. We had homes that went on the market and went under contract in between Christmas and New Year's. I mean, people are out there looking.
Absolutely.
So don't be afraid. You know, if you reach out to us, we're not going to be, hey, we need to get to your house today and we're going to bring paperwork.
Unless
and
you want
sign
us
it.
To show up today, then I'll figure it out. Somebody will show up.
Well, the bottom line is we're not going to rush you. We work at your pace.
Yes.
You never have to feel like you're forced to do something. And we'll give you options. And, you know, we've had people that we've met with and they don't list their house for a year.
Even more than that sometimes.
Yeah. Again, we're in this business. We've been in it for a long time. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, we will work with your goals, your plans, and your timing.
Yes.
What else do you want to close this one out with?
Well, I just wanted to take a minute and just give a big old, like, high five to our team because they had a really amazing 2022. You know, we have a small but mighty little group of people who work their tails off to deliver excellence. And I just want to say thank you to them. And thank you to all the people who supported us and were clients and customers and affiliates. We ended the year out with about 211 sales on our resale division. We also have a new construction marketing division. We don't count those numbers in there, but 211 households served in the area. And so that was really, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, who cares? That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of being of service. And it feels good.
And a big thanks to our backbone in our office.
Yes.
That holds it together and keeps everything rolling, you know, because our salespeople are out there working their butts off and they're office people in there trying to keep everything together and make sure everything is buttoned up tight, I's dotted, T's crossed. So we're looking forward to another great year. 2023 has, you know, it's what you think, what you put into it. So don't be afraid of the real estate market. We're here to help. And, you know, again, you can reach our website at go to their dayhometeam.com. You can call us at 866-702-9038. I'm Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate. And we'll be back at you next month. Have a great one.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com, a service of Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning.